This is John's gem number 128, drawn from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, and in particular verse 11, where there is no second death. The gem is in the promise that ends the letter, following the words to the one who is victorious. Here is the rest of the letter. To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death. The church in Smyrna had its problems, and was soon going to get more and greater ones. We don't know how John knew enough to say this, unless it was a prophecy. More serious persecution was coming their way. It wasn't a rich church, as people normally count richness, but they were rich in the ways they lived their lives, particularly their spiritual lives. Jesus, through John, is promising them that he will be with them, whatever may happen to them, so they should be high in confidence, in courage and faithfulness. Then he makes a promise to them that is hard to understand. You will not be hurt at all by the second death. There are two problems here. What is the second death? And why should they be at all concerned about it in any way? Second death is a phrase that only appears in Revelation at chapter 20, verses 6 and 14, and chapter 21, verse 8. The first of these says that those who share the first resurrection with Jesus have nothing to fear from it. The other two are both about the lake of fire. This seems to be about the place of everlasting torment, often mentioned in the New Testament, particularly by Jesus, in places like the parable of the sheep and the goats, where he says, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire. That's in Matthew 20, chapter 25, verse 41. And this is eternal punishment, verse 46, in the same chapter. These statements seem very much at odds with the other things Jesus said. There are places in the world where such language would be deemed right and proper by the followers of other faiths in relation to the infidels. But for those of us in the Western world, it strikes a strange note. It may simply be a different way of expressing things, where only analogies can be used. But it still seems very strange. The best way round the problem is probably the word picture drawn by C.S. Lewis in his children's book, The Last Battle, which is one of his children's books about Narnia. But they are children's, but they are full of deeply spiritual insights. At the end of the book and the world, all the characters, human, animal, and mythical, are forced to look into the eyes of Aslan, the lion, who is the image of Christ. When some looked, the expression of their faces changed terribly. It was fear and hatred. And all who looked at Aslan in that way swerved to his left and disappeared into his huge black shadow. The watching children never saw them again. I don't know what became of them. But the others looked in at the face of Aslan and loved him, though some of them were very frightened at the same time. And all these came in at the door, in on Aslan's right. I don't know what became of them, is a very wise comment we should take for ourselves. The faithful people of Smyrna did not have to worry about such things, for they would not be hurt at all by the second death. The same goes for all those who are faithful in these days.